Welcome back. This is Manuel Criollo. And as we talked earlier, this show is going to be dedicated to the vote and, you know, the big fight that's happening in Florida. All the cameras, all the radio shows, all the TV shows are going to be in Miami trying to assure that people have the right to vote. Of course, you know, as all the troops go to Miami and go to other parts of Florida, they forget about the South in general and everywhere in between in the United States. So to start off the show today, we're going to have Laurice Godin from VJJO, Haitian human rights organization that's been working for years in Miami. Welcome to the show, Laurice.
Thank you, Danielle, and I appreciate that to having me in your show. Like you say, VJJO is a human rights group, which is a grassroots movement, who is based in Miami and fight for justice, equal justice for the people.
Laurice, why don't we start off? I know yesterday you had a pretty huge or a pretty sizable rally and march go through Little Haiti. It was, as I understand, the only march that has been set against Bush in Florida. Can you talk to us about, and I know you did in collaboration with the Miami Worker Center, can you talk to us, you know, what was sort of the objective of the march yesterday?
Yeah, the objective of the march yesterday, you know, we lost a lot of jobs, and the Bush administration not dealing with working class people, and Bush administration only dealing with the rich people, and also for sending our brothers and our sisters to Iraq to fight or kill our brothers and our sisters, send them to the war for his own interest. And all this year, and people getting together yesterday to also say goodbye to Bush and to replace the Bush by John Kerry. So that was mainly the objective of the march yesterday. And you can tell many different group there was a part of the march, and to make sure that we don't have Bush anymore. Also, you know that it's always a trouble, and when is during the election time, especially in Florida, where you know there has been stole the our vote in 2000. So that's the message now for Bush administration. Not to think they will do the same thing, therefore we are willing to fight.
Well, did you get a lot of people out? Did you get a lot of people to vote? What were how many people were there, and what were your objectives?
Well, just tell you before even that, before 18, October 18, we have been prepared to do what so-called vote education to our people to make sure we don't lose any vote. Therefore, we've been training people for a very long time. We had a few machines from the election department. We placed them in our headquarters where we have people coming here every single day to learn how to use the machine. 13, which the first, you know, day when, you know, what we call early voting. So we have many every day, every 20 minutes. In our headquarters, we have over 5 to 6 vans leaving the headquarters every 20 minutes from 9 to 6 p.m. to take them to the polls. And if you are today, you know, the line so long from 18 till now, the line so long in the polls, all these people, 95 to 96% of them, they are vote Democrats.
And they seem to be willing to understand, you know, in Mississippi during the 60s, people sometimes had to wait 2 or 3 days in the heat. Are people up for this? Do they get this 3 or 4 hour thing as part of what's required, or are some people leaving when they realize how long it takes?
Well, people now, they wait. They say that they don't care how long it will take, but they want to vote. And also, today what was in the radio, and we think, you know, at 7 o'clock the polls should be closed. But now there is some pressure have to be put on the governor, which is Jeb Bush in Florida. Because we pretty feel by midnight, it might still be a people inside, because the line from 18 to today, the line is still long. And yesterday, you know, we regret to say that one of the brothers is the one who are taking people to the polls on his own car. He, whenever somebody wants to go to the poll, you don't have a right, he will give you a right. Well, I'm regret to say that yesterday he had killed while he finished voting for himself, and he crossed the road, and the car just knocked him, then he died. You know? But just to show you, people are motivated in Florida. People are willing to send Bush back to Texas or send him to his friend Bin Laden. And therefore, you know, people don't care how long it will take them on the line, but people are willing to vote. This is there was a group who came to Miami. They went to Miami-Dade College, where they have a concert over there to get the young people out to vote. And the concert was, the word was vote or die. That's what it is, because it's very, very awful with the Bush administration. And as you know that, there's no job. He cut all the overtime. His tax cut for the rich people. And we don't know if Bush done all that he doing now. So what do you expect if he has another 4 years, which means he will killing everybody?
Larice, I'd like to, this is Manuel again. I'd like to ask you, you know, I know that in particular your organization is pushing strongly for a carry vote. There's many voters, even here in California, who say sometimes, well, what's the difference between these two guys? They're both imperialists. And yet I know in particular in the Haitian community, the words that carry right after the coup that the U.S. essentially organized in Haiti earlier this year, he said if that was under my watch, that wouldn't have happened, where an elected president would not be dethroned by forces that have always been very close to the U.S. Can you talk about the dynamics inside the because I know that's one motivating factor of why the Haitian community is voting out in Miami.
Well, listen, the difference between those two guys, one is the evil, which is Bush, but the other one is a human, where he would understand the problem of the people. He can sit with the people, or with different people on his administration. For my experience by being in Miami, since we've been here, the only bill and the Congress always supported by Democrats, whether to have a work permit, whether to have a green card for the people, they always supported by Democrats. Republicans never support nothing for the people. So therefore, we always stand behind the Democrats, and this is why we strongly support Bill, you know, John Kerry. And although for what's happened in Haiti, you probably heard how many people get killed every day now in Haiti, and move the government of the people to replace the government by the terrorists. And as you know, Mr. Bush said that he's fighting against the terrorists. But I understand he fights with terrorists who are not on his interest. But terrorists who are represent his own interest, he don't fight against them. You see what happened to Afghanistan after Bin Laden finished hurt America. Bush not trust Bin Laden. He go somewhere else where Iraq never been, you know, a subject or never been in the table of hurt America.
Well,
but
let me ask you
Bin Laden for his own interest. And you know the Taliban. They're the one who been spend a lot of money for the Bush oil, company.
Larry, let me end this. You have 2 minutes left. This is Eric Mann. We're on 90.7 KPFK FM. We're with Larry's Godin, Vayayo, a Haitian community rights group.
Yeah, which is watching them.
Our question to you is this. Would your group take on a Bill Clinton or a John Kerry after the election?
Excuse me?
Would your group take on a Bill Clinton or a John Kerry after the election?
Well, it's always been a good relationship with the Democratic Party, whether it's John Kerry or whether it's Clinton or John Kerry. But one thing that you have to understand, we stand for justice, whether it's John Kerry. If there is no justice for the people, we're going to start, you know, a fight to find the justice for our people. So, which means, you know, yes, we will, because, like I said, for the relation that we have with Democrats, so therefore, you know, there's an opportunity to work with them.
All right. This has been great. And thanks so much for being on our show. We want you to turn out every vote you can in the next 24 hours and tomorrow night at the Strategy Center when we're going to be all watching TV and seeing what's going on. I hope to see your face down in Miami with a raised fist and laughing all about all the votes you turned out.
I hope your listener will do the same thing over there, because it's about the time to get rid of with the Bush. No more war. We need a peace in this world, not the war.
Take good care.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to go straight through. We're going to take a break, okay? We're going to go out to break. And we promise when you're back, you'll be with Manuel Criollo and Eric Mann on the 4 o'clock hour of Public Affairs, Voices from the Frontlines, 90.7 FM in L.A. and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Let's take it away, but don't go nowhere.